All right, and we're here joined with Mr. Stratweiser, the athletic director for Shriver
High School. What's up? How we doing?
I mean, we're good. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Busy. But excited to end our successful fall season and get going with our hopefully successful winter season.
Definitely. And let's talk about that fall season right behind us. 355 student athletes, 4 county finalists, and 2 conference championships. Can you speak on the success of the fall season?
Yeah. So starting with the numbers, like the number of athletes, we didn't know where we were going to be coming out of like last year's weird COVID year and the year before that shutdown. Like, are people going to be apprehensive with joining a sport? And they're nervous about joining. And we had like overwhelming numbers on every single one of our teams, which showed us that the interest is really, really high, and the passion to be a part of the athletics program here at Shriver is high. So we're really excited. We had some great success, not just with like conference championships, but with like into the playoffs and winning. So like girls volleyball having like a statement win in the first round, football with a great performance, soccer with a great performance against 2 teams that then went on to do well, boys volleyball like dominating playoffs until we got to a really, really challenging county championship. Our cross country team's doing unbelievable as always. Our boys cross country team doing really, really well as Coach Claff looks on, winning that championship. Tennis again did really, really successful. Girls swimming again did really, really successful. So success across the board in many of our sports, which we're really happy about.
So what are your goals for this upcoming winter season?
Our goals are always to good question. I think it depends from team to team. If you're on a JV team, your goal should be to get better every single day and develop as a player and develop as a team. See what the older, players ahead of you are doing, and then, model the best things that those leaders are doing. If you're on a varsity team, I think it should be to improve yourself every single day as a player, what you're doing to help your team ultimately, succeed on and off the court. As a team wise, we always strive at looking at that first thing, which is winning the game ahead of us, but then winning our conference and then moving into the playoffs and going round by round. If you're in an individual sport, so you're one of our runners or you're one of our throwers in the winter or a jumper, you should be looking at that upcoming competition. So always being successful, better than we were yesterday.
And specifically for the winter season, basketball and wrestling that participate in the main gym, a limited amount of student tickets will be available. Can you speak a little bit about this process?
Yes.
And how students can secure their spot in the stands?
Sure. So we still facing COVID is like a real threat. So the district came together with our central office administration. We looked at what we think is the smartest and safest way to go about for the immediate future. We're going to be relooking at our spectator policy every single month. As of now, if you're a player on one of our basketball teams or our wrestling team, you can invite 4 spectators to the game. They know how that process works, and we get a list of their spectators. If you're not someone that's maybe like, I'm not friends with anyone on the basketball team, but I want to go to the basketball game. I'm not friends with a wrestler, but I want to go to a wrestling match. There's a student sign up. There's a QR code that's outside the gym and outside the cafeteria. It's also on our website, on our Instagram and Twitter bios. You can go on day of a game starting at 8 a.m. You secure your tickets. The first 50 people that get tickets each day of game will be permitted to come to the game. Just make sure you bring your school ID with you so we know it's definitely you. And again, at the end of every month, we're looking at reassessing the policy and seeing if we can expand it and be less restrictive, or if we need to be more restrictive and put it back, bring it back. But we're hoping we're always moving forward to get out of the pandemic.
So last year, obviously, COVID limitations were extremely rough. But this year, I mean, they've lightened up. But what challenges have you still had to go through, like in this past fall season, like getting over the hump of COVID?
So last year, many of our teams, once we started sports in January, not many of our teams, but there was a handful that when a positive case would occur on a team, we were like looking at and we were investigating like where that positive occurred, what happened at practices before then. And there was some teams that got shut down and missed games. Our boys basketball team last year missed games. So there's a handful of teams throughout the season that missed things. Our football team missed some games last year. Our soccer teams did. But this year in the fall, I can say that successfully, if positives occurred, they did not result in a shutdown of team and missed games. And that's what we wanted to avoid. We wanted to make sure we're doing the right things procedurally wise, so wearing our masks and limiting the amount of time we're indoors for with all our teams to make sure that we don't miss any games. And we did not miss any games due to COVID in the fall. So we're hoping to continue that trend as we move into the winter.
It's definitely great news.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sticking with the fall season, soccer obviously had a great season, football as well, field hockey. The list goes on and on.
Field hockey had a great, great season. I didn't mention them before, but field hockey getting to the county championship, going to overtime with, like, I think it was like 2 minutes left in overtime against Massapequa, who went on to be very successful. It was a really, really young team. So like they had a handful of seniors, and then they had a whole bunch of underclassmen playing and getting great minutes. So we were really, really happy with the success of field hockey in the fall.
And when an opponent heads to the Port turf, whether it be the turf, the main gym, wherever, on the Port campus, they're entering a very hostile Port student section with the fans, with the parents as well. Can you describe the Port student section and the energy that they feed off to the team?
Yeah, energy is great. Energy is live. We want it to continue to grow. We want to make sure that we're representing Schreiber the right way, doing the right thing in the stands, but at the same time we're cheering on our classmates, and we're having a great time. Like I want all of our students to come to our games and have a blast. Like, you should be leaving with your friends saying like, that was so much fun. So we're going to continue to build that up throughout the winter, and then as we get into spring, we always have a great student section for boys lacrosse games, and so we want to make sure we continue to do that. And we do it the right way. We're infusing a lot more music into our game. So we started that as we got into the football season more. We have a great group of kids that are like working the music. So our last football game on a Friday night here at Schreiber, we had the music going the whole time. The student section was crazy. Like, we had to actually dedicate and like half the bleachers to students, which is what we want. We want that. We want like an overwhelming number at every single one of our games. We'll continue to do that in the winter with basketball. We had our first girls game last night, and there was a great atmosphere in there, so we're going to continue to do that. Again, we want everyone to have a blast. We want to do it the right way. Make sure we're behaving ourselves, and we're saying the right things and doing the right things. But we want to leave and be like, that was awesome. Like, I had so much fun.
So you talked about like the music on the final home football game.
Yeah.
And Coach Clogacy, the football head coach, used to say like he wants to build tradition around this program and like Schreiber overall. What is this type of tradition that you're trying to build? Like, how do you want the atmosphere of the student section to kind of like build off and try to help this team?
So we want teams to leave Port Washington and win or lose on the bus ride home. We want teams and opposing coaches and opposing fans to be like, wow, they worked really hard. Like, that is a disciplined team. They went at us no matter what, whether it wins, lose, draw, whatever it may be. We want people to leave and say, like, just be overwhelmed and like, oh, that was crazy on every aspect. So like, they're, wow, that team was so athletic. Like, that was unbelievable. They run up down there. Wow, that team was skilled. Like, unbelievable skills. Wow, that fan base was like incredible. They had chants prepared. They were singing. They were jumping up and down. They were cheering. They were going crazy. The stands were like packed, overflowing. That's kind of the environment we want when people leave here. We want them to be blown away. We want them to leave here and like look at the facilities and be like, wow, their facilities are next level, like unbelievable. And that's all things that we're going to continue to build. And that's that tradition that we want. You know, we want to see game in and game out. Things will build progressively through time. There's traditions that are here from years past. And there's conditions that aren't here yet that someone will start one day and keep moving forward. So that like hashtag build tradition is something that that we continue to do every single day.
And the last question before we wrap up, thank you for your time once again.
Yeah, of course.
You mentioned the new music at the turf to hype up the team, to get the energy going. There was also new lights at the turf,
yeah,
in addition to a new wind banner to block off the wind behind, yep, the opposing bench. There's also a new back gym. What else can athletes potentially expect in the coming few months and the coming years for the Port Athletics brand?
So we're looking at a lot of things. We're looking at additional windscreens on the main field, so on the pit. We're going to look at additional windscreens. We want to come in here and we want it to look like a college campus. We want branding everywhere. We want Port Vikings everywhere, blue and white everywhere. So we're looking at additional branding for the pit as well as all of our other fields. We are looking at I don't want to like reveal too much.
Yeah, without spoiling.
Yeah, you don't have to spoil anything.
Okay,
yeah.
We're looking at significant upgrades to our fitness room. So that will not only affect our athletic teams that work out in there, but it's going to affect every single student of Schreiber because we use it for phys ed. Significant upgrades. People, I'm telling you, like a couple of years from now, people are going to look at our fitness room at Schreiber and they're going to say it's the number one weight room fitness room in any high school on Long Island. That's the goal right there.
I'm getting chills right now.
No, I'm telling you. You guys are going to come back here. I don't know. You have a younger sister, right? Yeah. So like, I'm telling you, you're going to look at it and you're going to be blown away. I don't want to reveal too much, but we have plans in the works that are next level. We're working with a company that works with professional teams, that works with collegiate teams. I'm telling you, just wait. We want to continue to. So we're looking at our uniforms. So teams that haven't gotten new uniforms in a while, we got some nice things coming for some spring teams. Just wait, Jasper. Yep. I'm telling you.
We know about this one.
So we got. We're looking at some fall teams already. There's supply chain issues, so we're taking that into advance. Like, when can we get uniforms? When do we have to order for uniforms for next fall? We're looking at. Like, we always want upgrades to our social media stuff. So we want our social media. I want our social media brand, whether that be like the student accounts with Port Vikings or with my account, Port Wash AD, to look like a professional. Like, we want it to look like the New York Giants Instagram. That's what we want. So we're going to continue to do that. We want to do like more like radio broadcasts and stuff like that live at games. We want to do like live video stuff at games. So like cutting in game to like halftime interviews and things like that. So we're going to continue to grow. We're just getting started. When we say hashtag Vikings Rising, yep. Yo, we're just getting started. I'm telling you. So you guys will see. Good things coming.
Yeah, so definitely big things coming. One thing that I've noticed has helped out the Port Washington Instagrams and Twitters has been, so Max Taylor, the freshman.
Max is the man.
Excellent photographer.
Yeah.
Makes it so much easier. Just because you like have all this content now given to you, makes it so much easier to.
Yeah, Max is the man. I can't shout out Max enough. He's so talented. He's one of the most talented kids I've ever seen. He has like an eye for photography that's incredible, and he's passionate about it. When you're good at something and then you're passionate about it, that's what like you guys as kids, you guys right here, right now, you guys are passionate about this and you're good at it. So like, run with it and go with it. Can't thank Max enough for the work that he did in the fall, and he's going to do some more stuff in the winter. He already started doing some stuff with basketball. But yeah, we're going to continue to grow the Port Vikings brand. We're going to continue to grow the Port Wash AD brand, and years from now, like, the foundation has been set, but years from now, like, the house will grow and grow and grow, and people are going to be like blown away at the things we're doing here.
That's why we keep saying Vikings Rising.
Yeah. Yep. Vikings Rising for sure.
That's what we love to see. We can't wait to see what's in store for the Port Washington athletics community, for the brand. And thank you for your time,
Mr. Of course. Kowalski. Thank you, guys. We'll talk soon.